Hey, yo, I had to do research on what it means to have trust issues and what it takes to overcome trust issues. And I'll admit, I watched a couple of YouTube tutorials, or I watched one in particular, Psych2Go. It's a quick 6-minute video on what trust issues are, where they stem from, and some strategies to overcome your trust issues. And my main takeaway from watching that, actually, before I outline my takeaways and how I plan to implement that in my own life, the main reason I decided to do this research and to contemplate this topic is because I realized, for whatever reason, yesterday, more than I have in a while, that I have trust issues, and I don't judge myself for them. You know, even if you were dealing with a dog, if a dog experienced abuse, mistreatment, it would begin to develop trust issues. And that's a dog, and they're loyal. How much more so people that have experienced mistreatment, betrayal, abuse, bad treatment. So, not even to sing woe is me, but people have caused me harm in my life in the past. I have been harmed. I have been hurt. And it's not right, or it wasn't right, for people to dismiss my feelings and what I was trying to relay when I would attempt to process this pain and this hurt. You know, because I remember times where I went to speak on these issues, and I was gaslit into believing that a couple things. One, get over it. Stop playing a victim. I should be able to just get over it quickly. Okay, well, maybe that would be possible if I'm allowed to process it. And so yesterday, I just felt very neglected. I felt abandoned. I felt lonely, really, for the first time in a long time. It just hit me. It really dawned on me that I have trust issues. And again, understandably so. You know, you go through life and betrayals start to add up, and mistreatments or bad treatment or hurt can add up if you don't process it in real time. And that could be a problem. And so from watching this video on how to overcome hurt, one of the things that stood out to me was that it takes courage to face fears. But then something else that stood out is the advice of speaking what you want, being very clear about what it is that you want, being assertive about what you want, but which kind of plays into the other aspect of facing your fears. Because if you have a fear of saying what you want, there are multiple things that you have to overcome. But on top of that, it's really multi-pronged, because proper communication, facing fears, but then the courage to even do all of that and to put yourself back out there. So for me in my life, it's about A, facing my fear of putting myself back out there to be vulnerable, establishing friendships, relationships. B, being very clear about what it is that I want, being forward, indirect, assertive, without obviously overstepping other people's boundaries. But then the courage to do all of that, especially in the face of having been harmed in my life. I mean, I look back on some shit that I experienced, and it's almost head scratching, just on a human level. Because I think back to some of the treatment, and I'm not saying I've done everything perfectly myself, but that's not there nor there. I still didn't deserve some of the treatment that I got from family, so-called family, friends, love interests. Shit is crazy. Shit will make you scratch your head. Crazy behavior. Very harmful. You know, there's an expression, it's better late than never. It took me a long time to realize that I don't have to tolerate bullshit behavior, and I don't. I don't care whoever it is. I speak up for self, I stand up for self. But for me, moving forward, God willing, and with the help of God, God heals. Jehovah Rapha, God is my healer. God gives me confidence. It's the courage to step out. More than anything else, we all know what we need to do. I believe every person knows instinctively what they need to do. It's just the courage to do it. And on that note, I wish you well. Peace.